Olympic level over Australia. She can't. Time for Australia, a miracle. Belinda Snell from three-quarter court. She came up with a match winner. Belinda Snell has hit from behind the halfway line to snatch an incredible victory.
And welcome back to the show. That's that famous three-pointer she shot right on the buzzer in the 2012 London Olympics. And but we're at, as I mentioned earlier, Phil, Tanya and I went to the Kings game last Sunday, and tribute was paid to Belinda for her phenomenal career. And up on the big screen, they list her record of achievements. And I dare say there'd be very few, if any, Australian sports people of any code who have a record of achievement like Belinda Snell. It's an extraordinary record. She played her very last game of basketball last night for the Sydney Flames. Unfortunately, they lost, but it does not tarnish an extraordinary career. She's our legend for this Sunday morning, and she's been good enough to join us live from Townsville after the loss. Belinda, good morning, and well, firstly, congratulations on a phenomenal career, but I guess not the send-off you would have hoped for last night.
Good morning. Yeah, unfortunately, yeah, we went down to Townsville against Susie Batkovic, who finished off her WNBL career, a legend of the WNBL, and I was fortunate enough to share the court with her one last time last night, but unfortunately she got the better of us.
Yeah. Yeah, funnily enough, Belinda, I was going to bring up Susie because you played in a team, if we wind the clock way, way, way back to 1998-99, you won a premiership with the AIS with players like Susie, Penny Taylor, Lauren Jackson. Over your career, who would be your pick as the best Australian player?
Oh, it's a tough one. I've played with so many, fantastic players. Lauren Jackson, of course, has dominated all over the world, and so many WNBA MVPs and championships, and just been an amazing athlete. And she would have to be the best. But Susie as well, Penny Taylor, the World Championships in 2006 that we won. She got MVP of the tournament and was an absolute superstar. I was fortunate enough to win a championship with her in Phoenix as well. And Christy Harrower, probably the best point guard going around, was fortunate enough to play with her as well. So there's probably three or four that I could mention, but Lauren has been unbelievable for women's basketball all around the world.
Yeah, it's been a golden generation for Australian women's basketball. Belinda, can I take you right back to the start? Where did the love of sport, of this sport, come from?
I grew up in country Victoria, and my older brothers were playing basketball, and I just couldn't wait till I was old enough to play, and I would compete with them in the front yard and try and beat them. And once I was old enough to play, I started playing at Mervyn North in the local gymnasium. I loved it. Started playing in a mixed competition. I was also playing netball and tennis. But basketball was what I loved, and just I went to the junior national championships and just enjoyed it so much, and just the competitiveness and the camaraderie, and it's a great team sport, and I've been able to travel the world doing something I love for the past, way too many years. But I've had a blast along the way, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, you mentioned Mervyn North, and I hope I've pronounced that correctly. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
It's close enough, probably, Phil.
Mervyn North.
Yeah. Mervyn North, so that's your hometown. But it took you, the game took you to places, you've played in Australia, USA, Italy, France, Russia, Spain, Poland. It's a world tour. Are there any of those experiences that really stand out as something very, very different to what you expected?
I think the 7 months in Moscow, that was a very challenging and difficult one, in like minus 20 degree temperatures. It's something that I was not used to, and it was a great experience. I had my own driver over there, Sergey. Couldn't really communicate well with him, but it was an amazing experience. And traveling in the EuroLeague as well, all around Europe. So we'd play on the weekend. You'd play in Russia, and then during the week you'd travel all through Europe to play EuroLeague games.
And we talked about those experiences and the countries that you played, and you had 14 moves in about a 20-year career, give or take. So you obviously love new experiences, but you had success everywhere you went. Yeah. Were all those moves because of your need to experience new things, or was it always that you were chased by other clubs because of the success that you bought?
Yeah, I had 3 seasons with Phoenix Mercury, and then I was chased by San Antonio, so moved on to there and played 2 seasons with San Antonio. But there was a few years there where I was just going back to back, and I probably only had 2 weeks rest throughout the year. I would go from Europe, because Europe is 7 months of the season, and then onto the USA to the WNBA, and that was another 4 months. I think I did that for maybe 4-5 years just non-stop. I don't know how my body's got through it all, but amazing experiences. I started in Europe in Italy and just played in the Italian league, so I was fortunate enough to just play one game a week, and then had plenty of time to sightsee over there, and then was picked up by a EuroLeague team in France and went on over to France and played well in the final four in the EuroLeague there, so I got picked up by the Dynamo Moscow and went up to Russia, and then I suppose got picked onto another team in EuroLeague with Valencia in Spain, and loved my experience there, and we made the final four again, and then was lucky enough to win a EuroLeague. I got drafted onto Salamanca, the opposing team, where when I was playing for Valencia, the actual Salamancan fans actually are very passionate, and we needed security and that kind of thing, leaving games. And, told off in Spanish. and then the next season I ended up playing for Salamanca, and they loved me. And, we were lucky enough to win a EuroLeague championship. I was playing with one of the best Brazilian basketballers, and just some amazing Spanish players as well. And that was an amazing experience winning the EuroLeague. We won in Russia, the finals were. So it was a lot of fun along the way.
The sport's taking you around the world was, as Phil said, success everywhere. And that success also came back to the national team as well, which you've been an integral part of for nearly 2 decades, Belinda. And just going through this record, Phil, it's extraordinary. Silver medal, Olympic Games in Athens in 2004, Beijing in 2008, the bronze in 2012, FIBA World Cup in 2006, gold medal for Australia and Brazil, a bronze in Turkey in 2014, 2 Commonwealth Games gold medals as well, 2006 and last year in the Gold Coast. As I said, it's been a golden generation for women's basketball in Australia, Belinda, and the Olympics in particular. So close a couple of times, Athens and Beijing, but so far.
Oh, I know, the USA. Athens, we couldn't quite get there. An amazing experience. My first Olympics, and I had my parents, my town in Melbourne North, managed to fundraise to get them over to Athens to support me over there, and that was incredible that it was their first time travelling overseas, and just amazing to have them over there supporting me in my first Olympics. And Beijing, probably the most devastating for me. We were competing with the USA in the final, and unfortunately, we went to a zone, and then one of their gun players come on and hit a lot of three-pointers, Carl Lawson, and unfortunately they won that one. I'm just so grateful that I've played with such amazing athletes, and couldn't have done it without all those girls, the Opal family.
Okay, well, I have to ask you, Belinda, how often do you get asked about that buzzer beater in London?
Yeah,
it's an extraordinary vision.
I've heard many stories because I think it was 2 a.m. back here in Australia when it happened, and I've heard people have thrown remotes and knocked out their wives, just working celebrations. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a moment I'll never forget. It was unbelievable. To a packed house in London Olympics, it was incredible. And to watch the footage, I still can't believe it, really. Yeah.
Do you practice that at all, Belinda? Because I know it was a Hail Mary, but you would have been aware you had virtually no time left. You had to really have a shot. Do you practice that sort of Hail Mary type three-pointer?
Usually at the end of our shoot-around session, so our morning sessions before games. At the end of the session, most teams that I've played with, we always have a half-court shot. Just put some money in and have a half-court shot at the end of training. And I suppose, yeah, all that kind of practice with that, maybe. Yeah, I was fortunate enough that one went down.
Yeah, what a fantastic moment personally in your career, even though you unfortunately lost the game. But
exactly.
Don't worry about that now, Phil.
Yeah, that's right.
Just keep replaying the 3-pointer.
Who cares about the result?
Exactly.
But if I can ask you, Belinda, the next step for you from what I read is coaching. And you spent this, 2018, coaching the Sydney Uni Sparks. It's a double-edged question. The first one is, did you learn the languages of the countries that you played in? Because that could take you anywhere with coaching.
Yeah, I have picked up a bit of Italian and Spanish. I wouldn't say I'm comfortable confident enough to speak it fluently. I've been learning a little bit of Spanish, French, Italian, but I probably would need a translator if I was to coach anywhere over there.
But luckily for us, the word win is a universal language.
That's it.
But seriously, that's where you're heading into coaching?
Yeah, I've at Sydney University been studying education and specifically sports coaching there as well. So I'm finishing that up and, hoping to get involved in coaching. I'll take probably a month off, have a rest and recuperate, and then see what eventuates after that. But I hope to get into coaching somewhere along the way down the track.
Belinda, just finally, what about the pathways for women's basketball now? I guess when you were starting out, a player of your talent really had to go overseas, but the sport's so professional now. How is Australian women's basketball?
Oh, the league at the moment, this season's been one of the strongest I've been involved in. And, it's just exciting. We've got WNBA players coming here to play in Australia now. And so many Opals players are back playing, and they will be next season in the lead up to Tokyo Olympics as well. So it's and getting more and more WNBA players out here. The league's so strong, and I'm looking forward to watching the final. Yeah. The final series, which begin next Friday, Canberra take on Perth in Canberra, and then Melbourne and Adelaide will find out on Saturday. So I'm looking forward to watching that. It'll be such a high intensity, and they're just playing so well, and they're too fast for me now.
I'm going to throw just one more question in, Belinda, just to finish it off. A young girl picks up a basketball for the first time, a very young girl. What would your advice be to them?
I'll go out and enjoy it. Just, get out there, practice as often as possible and just enjoy it and make as many friends along the way.
Great advice.
Belinda, I think you've made many friends, many admirers, because it's been, as I said earlier, an extraordinary record of achievement in the sport. And it's not finished yet. You've now got coaching to go to, and maybe you might be able to coach someone to break your WNBL record of 54 points in a game, Belinda, which has stood for how long now, 2005?
Yeah, a long while. Yeah. We'll see. I don't know how that happened, but it was one of those games where you just, everything was going right.
Yeah, well, I think your career's gone right for 20-odd years. Belinda, it's been an absolute honour to have you on the show this morning. Congratulations on an outstanding career and all the best for the next phase, the coaching phase. Thanks so much, Belinda.
Thank you for having me.
Good on you, Belinda.
Now, that is an Australian sporting legend, Phil.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we didn't even speak about Hall of Fames or anything like that, but
she's a walk-up star, isn't she?
Oh, absolutely.
She has won championships in Europe, European League, twice in Spain, France, in America, three-time in Australia, WNBL All-Star 5 times, and as I said, those records for Australia in Olympics and the Commonwealth Games is outstanding. She is an absolute phenomenon and an honour to have her on the show this morning. Unfortunately, she lost a final game.
Yes, but that, as you said, will not be her legacy to basketball and certainly won't be judged on that. They're incredible. And it was very inspiring to speak to someone like that, because it's not someone, Belinda wouldn't be someone who transcends her Australian sports, but within her sport, that is unbelievable. And across all codes in Australia, that is an incredible record.
Exactly, and very humble.